We've just over 17,000 paper signatures, so that's in the form of, I suppose, pages in the paper that have been signed and also the petitions that have been out there in March. So we've just over 17,000 of those in, and we've just over 18,000 as we speak, online signatures. So that takes us to 35,000 or just over it. And we're really hopeful, I suppose, in the next few days that we get that across 40,000. And we really should, I suppose.
And I know here in the likes of Ballymote and Manor Hamilton Marts as well, there was petitions that were being signed, I'd say, in all of the marts, was it?
Yeah, every mart in the country. I think we've over 80 marts. Like, marts play an integral role, I suppose, in rural Ireland and really are a social occasion, along with conducting business for many farmers in the locality. So, yeah, Ballymote, Drumshambo, we'll say Dowra, all those marts, we'll say Manor Hamilton, all those marts will get in petition to us over the next few days, and we'll be able to do a final count, I suppose, next week. And then I suppose the next steps are that we present our petition and the numbers of signatures that we have. We have a really strong mandate now in terms of over 40,000 signatures. We can go to, I suppose, the Irish government is number one and present this and ask them what are they going to do about it. And then the next step is head to Brussels, I suppose, and present it to Commissioner Hogan and President Juncker.
I know Donegal is one of the counties that has had a significant drop in suckler cow numbers over the last few years. According to your figures, it's a nearly 10% drop.
Yes. So that, I suppose, that area really has seen, now sheep numbers, it may have grown a little bit in that area, but that area is seen, I suppose, it's really marginal land, and it's a tight margin business, and I suppose we've shown over the past 10 years that support to the sector has dropped to the tune of €177 a cow, and really that's directly out of farmers' pockets, because they're depending on that support payment to I suppose, live and to spend that money in the locality. And that's an important point, Claire, in that this money doesn't go into the back pocket of a farmer. It doesn't go into a bank savings account. It's spent in the local economy. And the IFA conducted a study, UCD conducted it for the IFA a number of years ago, and they demonstrated that for every €1 in support to the suckler cow in a rural area, it generated €4 to the local economy. So that's that farmer spending, we'll say, his support payment. He or she is paying for meal, they're paying for a vest, they're going into a filling station. And it's really keeping rural Ireland alive.